Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. Really appreciate it. Remember, you can support me by buying me a coffee. There is a link below to do that. You can also buy our brand new video of the London event, link below as well. And don't forget, we're sponsored by Quantum Hypno. Do check out Sarah's site, link below. Let's talk about the Pope, shall we? Because it's been a while. And I noticed that Pope Francis there has come out and denounced anti-vaxxers. And he calls the refusing the COVID jab an almost suicidal act of denial. You got that? That's what the Pope says. So anti-vaxxers were the worst people in the world, apparently. And if we don't take the jab, it's pretty much like we're committing suicide. Now, a few things to say about this. First of all, I've always felt that this whole COVID psyop we've been through, it's not so much a battle between, you know, whether you believe in jabs or whether you don't believe in jabs. I think it's a battle between good and evil. I think it's much more elemental than sort of the intricacies of do you think the jabs are going to help you or not. And the fact that this satanic pope comes out in favor of the jabs in this way and damns those of us who refused to give over our bodily autonomy to these alleged gene therapies is just a reinforcement of the view that I've kind of taken to, I believe in, namely that this was a test in 2020 and some of us passed it and many of us failed it. In the meantime, some of us have come to realize, others have come to realize that. So, but I don't know how the Pope gets this notion that by not taking the jab, it's an almost suicidal act of denial. Well, number one, I mean, is he suggesting that there's any evidence anywhere that says not taking the COVID jabs increased your level of mortality? Because I've not seen that. But I have seen information that says taking the jabs increases your likelihood of mortality. So maybe the Pope got confused, and what he meant was that accepting the COVID jabs was an almost suicidal act. Maybe he meant to say that. I don't know. Don't want to put words in his holy mouth. But I think that there's no evidence whatsoever to back up what he says, other than is he speaking as one of the cabalists who pushed all of this evil upon the world, and is he just trying to sort of keep pretending that, oh yes, well, it was a really good thing and I absolutely denounce the people who won't take the jabs, and by not taking the jabs, they're basically killing themselves. I mean, have you ever heard such nonsense coming from this dark pope, or as they some call him, the black pope? And there's all kinds of interesting rabbit holes we could go down and talk about when it comes to those who sit on the throne in Rome. But most particularly, this man is a particularly abhorrent abomination. And how dare he condemn people like you and me just because we chose not to take an experimental gene therapy, the consequences of which are being measured in graveyards and in hospitals and A&Es and all the rest of it. I mean, we're at the point now where every day we're reading about young people in particular, falling over dead. Just suddenly, died suddenly. How often have you heard that? Well, I suggest to you that the people who are dying suddenly aren't us unvaxxed. Now, why might that be, Pope Francis? Any thoughts on that? Have you given that any consideration in your piety? Of course you haven't. You're just a mouthpiece for the cabal, for the dark forces that reign this world. And, you know, as you sit upon your serpent throne in Rome, don't expect for one second that we're going to accept what you say or even take you seriously, because you're not, you're a joke. You're a pathetic joke and a massive disappointment to the many faithful Roman Catholics around the world who, you know, in my opinion, foolishly look to you for any form of scriptural guidance. I mean, if you want to denounce people, denounce the people who conceived the vaccines. denounce the people who sold the vaccines, denounce the people who told you that they were 100% safe and 100% effective, denounce the scientists, denounce big pharma, denounce the governments that pushed them upon their populations, trying to take away their choice. Those are all great targets. If you want to get into the bout of denouncement, how about you denounce those? But no, you won't. You won't denounce those because you're every bit as bad as them. You're every bit as bad as them. And we see you and we see what you're at and we see what the rest of these people are at. You know, they're still trying to, even after 4 years, they didn't break our spirits in 2020, 21, 22. They haven't broken them since. But I think they're annoyed about the fact that they didn't. They thought that they would. They thought when we bring all the pressure on, most people will crack. We didn't all crack, now did we? And some of us have held strong. And I'm delighted to be in your company. And there's no chance of them ever getting another vaccine into it, I think most of us. So basically, you know, the Pope can damn anti-vaxxers for all he wants, and he can make out the most outrageous slurs against us. But the true damnation will be visited upon his head the day and hour he vacates this world. Thanks for listening.